Monsieur le Président, Madame Director General, distinguished delegates, colleagues, Canada is pleased to be a part of the 64th session of the World Health Assembly. En tant qu'État membre, nous reconnaissons qu'il existe de nombreux problèmes de santé dans le monde. Le Canada sait que la collaboration internationale et le soutien mutuel sont essentiels pour trouver des solutions durables à ces problèmes. Through this forum and the WHO, we can address the many global health challenges and take advantage of the opportunities that we all face together. In this regard, Canada encourages the World Health Organization to continue as the leader in global health, not just as a technical agency and a source of global standards, but also as a source of emergency support and strategic advice. Canada supports the ambitious reform agenda outlined by the WHO. The reform is clearly presented within the context of projected global trends, challenges, and opportunities, and demonstrates how the WHO will be able to adapt to the future needs of member states. This process is timely and has provided a unique opportunity for the WHO to work with member states on defining its role and the nature of its core business. Canada welcomes the opportunity to work with other member states to strengthen the WHO governance mechanisms and make the organization more responsive to the needs of all member states. We recognize that the current global health architecture is complex, which presents challenges, but also opportunities. We would encourage the WHO to leverage and harness the knowledge and resources of other sectors and develop innovative partnerships. The recent agreement with industry during the development of the pandemic influenza preparedness framework is a key example of how, in partnership, we can meet the new global health challenges we are facing. The WHO's leadership in global health is demonstrated through its ability to convene member states and act as a catalyst for change in addressing maternal, newborn, and child health. The WHO has been integral to the development of the G8 Muskoka Initiative on Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health, the UN Secretary General's Global Strategy, and most recently the UN Commission for Information and Accountability for Women's and Children's Health. Improving the health of vulnerable women and children is key to achieving the health-related Millennium Development Goals. We believe the work of the Commission will provide an important platform for us all to ensure that commitments made to maternal and child health are upheld, resources are accounted for, and results achieved. We commend the WHO for its leadership in preparing for the UN High-Level Meeting on Non-Communicable Diseases, particularly in mobilizing stakeholders. Canada is pleased to have participated in ongoing consultations, and we look forward to further discussions with the Assembly on this important issue. Canada recognizes that our response to NCDs will have to include other sectors of government and industry, including agriculture, trade, finance, labor, and education. Nos mesures devront être clairement orientées et menées à des engagements à fait sur la lutte contre les quatre principales maladies non transmissibles et leurs facteurs de risque. Moving forward, we believe the WHO must continue to play a global leadership role on this issue. We also believe it is important to continue to support the implementation of the WHO Action Plan for the Global Strategy for the Prevention and Control of NCDs. Over the past 12 months, we have witnessed an unusually high number of natural disasters around the world. Canada extends its deepest sympathies to our fellow member states who suffered through major catastrophic events in their countries over this past year. The cholera outbreak in Haiti, the devastating flooding in Pakistan, China and Australia, the earthquake in New Zealand, and of course the most recent earthquake and tsunami in Japan, just to name a few. Lorsque de grandes catastrophes surviennent, nous faisons souvent appel à l'Organisation mondiale de la santé pour qu'elle coordonne les interventions sanitaires d'urgence et offre de l'aide. C'est justement en ces temps de crise que nous sommes à même de constater que tous les États membres doivent pouvoir compter sur une organisation solide et adaptable. but we all have a role to play in emergency preparedness and response. Member states can improve the response to all manner of health threats by strengthening our domestic capacity under the international health regulations. Accelerating implementation of the IHR's core capacities is a key recommendation from the IHR Review Committee's report, and we look forward to the discussions on the report. In closing, Canada looks forward to working with its fellow member states and the WHO to achieve health outcomes from this World Health Assembly that will benefit us all. Thank you, MSC.